This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. Yes, this is a podcast, also known by Entertainment Weekly as Are People Still Making Those? If you'd like a careful update on our story thus far, gather a handful of toothpicks and throw it on the ground. That's pretty much what our narrative arc looks like. But stare at it long enough while relaxing your eyes, and I'm told you may see a dolphin. And while you're doing that, sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. I'm not evil.
I swear that wasn't always there.
If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 9 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift that I use to upload a podcast currently being recorded in Northeastia, the capital of the Northeast, as we're waiting to see King Tom Blaine Belleroth.
Northeastie boys.
Arnie, I know that we have the Wanderlost circling the castle, ready to pick us up, but I must admit to you, I know you haven't introduced myself or Chunt yet, but is this all my fault? Should I have allowed the wizards to remain immortal? Now they're each becoming warlords of their own areas of Foon, causing this... There's a wizard war coming, and we must get the help of King Belleroth. It's our only chance of surviving.
Oh, come here, buddy. No. Shh. You're not responsible for the wow. War on wizards?
Everyone's calling it wow now.
Oh, okay.
Buddy, like no, that. Hey, buddy, this isn't your fault. You stood up for what you believe in, and we back you, don't we, Arnie?
Exactly. And look, we've all made mistakes. If we focused on all of the mistakes we've collectively made, look, we just got to keep moving forward like a shark with little introspection.
Okay.
We're here. We're going to pitch to our old friend, now King, Tom Blaine Belleroth, joining forces with us to fight the wizards. We're going to fix everything. But a lot rides on this meeting.
Yeah. Usador, you did everything right. We love you. Okay, we back you, and we're gonna get through this, okay? We're gonna get through this, wow.
Yes, it would be great to get through this. It would have been even better if the two of you dressed up.
Well, let me shapeshift. There we go.
That's better. Arnie?
This is what I almost always wear.
I know.
Look, I brought some visual aids. I brought this easel and this poster board, like, so that he can visualize it. Like, have you guys all practiced your parts of the pitch?
I have mine memorized. Thank you so much for an audience. Now,
to the pitch deck. And then, of course, Usidor comes in with his index cards.
Mm-hmm.
Has this ever happened to you? Usidor, has this ever happened to you?
King Belaroth, has this ever happened to you? Have you ever caused all of the other wizards to lose their immortality, as well as your own immortality, and then had to fight a war against your own brethren?
Oh, shit. Somebody's coming. Somebody's coming.
I am here to see the king.
Yes, we are. Thank you so much. Your name is...
Claire.
What?
Claire?
Claire?
Claire.
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 You'll notice that I'm a grasshopper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, first thing we know.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Follow me.
Hold on. We can't keep up with you.
You're moving very fast.
You're such big leaps.
Mm-hmm. That's not a praying mantis.
I don't know. It's a green bug. Also, that was not the first thing I noticed about him. Like, what's up with that hat?
What? Oh, you'll notice that I'm a grasshopper in a hat.
Yeah, it's like is that a dandelion or?
It is a flower of my choosing.
Of course. Very, very good hat.
He doesn't know what kind of flower
it is. He doesn't know. Somebody put it on there and he can't get it off because they don't have hands.
You still chose it.
Announcing. What are y'all named?
Oh, I'm Arnie. Arnie Niekamp. I'm from another world. Greatest warrior in all of Foon. I'm not evil.
Announcing Arnie Niekamp from another world. The greatest warrior in all of Foon. Not evil.
I'm Chunt, shapeshifter, but usually a badger.
Announcing Chunt, a shapeshifter, but usually a badger.
Nailed
and
it.
I, of course, am Usidor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Trachis, known to the elves as Fiangaelach, known to the dwarves as Zirinhuk Stanges, and known throughout the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. But I may have many other secret names that I don't wish to announce here.
Announcing Usidor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Trachis. The elves know him as Fiangaelach. Dwarves know him as Zonin Hookstanji.
His eyes are crossing.
And he's known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. And there may be other secret names that you do not know.
Thank you, Clara.
Dead.
Yes, yes. Enough. My friends, ignore the grasshopper. Come in.
It's hard to ignore the grasshopper.
Come. I am beset with the wow.
Oh, our apologies, Your Majesty. We do not wish to burden thee further, but we have come here today to ask a great boon of thee, Chunt.
Yes, speaking of the WoW, War on Wizards, has this ever happened to you?
Shut up, it's an easel.
Thank you for having...
Gather yourself in chairs. What I need now is to not speak of the war, but to speak of friendships.
Oh.
This table is crowded with the very things that make a war. The figurines that represent my soldiers, my battlements, my very creatures that spread all throughout Foon, as well as the last known position of every wizard, and this Starbucks cup.
Wow. How'd that get in there? Whoa, so wait, according to this table with the figurines, you only have 15 giant men out there?
Well, sorry. The giant men represent a battalion.
Oh.
And each battalion has one man.
So 15
how
normal
big is
size.
The man?
Well, there are different sizes, but each man represents a battalion, and a battalion is a company of one. So just count up the number of these battalions, and you'll know. The more important thing is finding out where the wizards are hiding.
Yes, which is why we've asked audience with you, King. It's so good to see you. You look great, by the way. We wanted to have a bit of a pitch session with you.
Ah, indeed. Bring some sweet pitch. Each one of you, my friends, will have a cup of sweet pitch with me, and we may forget our cares. You know that my co-queen is in the Highlands.
Yeah.
And I'm left here to manage the war by myself. The last thing I want to speak of is matters of state.
Oh.
Come, regale me with what has brought you great joy of late. Ah, the pitch. Enjoy this pitch. Mm. It comes directly from trees. We squeeze it.
Okay, let me just put the bottom of my lip here and get all the flavor out.
Let's have a good old-fashioned pitch session, shall we?
Indeed, indeed. Usador.
Yes, it's very, what is that texture? How would you describe that? I'd say it's, tacky.
Well, I think it's in wonderful taste. You know, when you reach a certain level, it's hard to know what is tacky and what isn't. Mm. I'm a king now, so everything's gold, and at first I thought, well, that's a bit tacky, isn't it? But really, it needs to be because, and this was explained to me, that you want to project a kingly image for everyone that's around, and you don't want anybody to come to the palace, especially now that we need to recruit all kinds of troops and things, and think, oh, he's not much of a king, is he?
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah, can I just say, a tacky king is so gauche.
Oh, it's gauche, yes, yes. So what we do is we cover everything in gold, and that seems to do it, you know?
Yes, you've recruited upwards of 15 soldiers, it seems, so far.
Well, so. Yes, each one of these men represents a battalion.
Battalion.
You see?
A battalion.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the
yes.
battalion is made up of a single soldier. Am I correct in... Am I following that?
Well, if... Yes, these are the battalion soldiers. So all of these are from Battalia, and... Each...
I'm from a battalion. Sorry, I can't hear.
Oh, okay, that's offensive. That's offensive.
Yeah,
you know, because they don't
I thought
it was
the last
like
one we
that.
Could do.
Well, no, look, I mean, I wouldn't say that in front of a battalion.
Okay.
And so that's sort of a litmus test for knowing, you know, because they're not all like that.
Arnie, a litmus test is a test where if you fail it, you have to, you must add it to your list. So let me take out my little list here.
Okay.
Don't do battalion accents. Okay. Thank you for that, King. I appreciate it.
Your Highness, you know, I hate to focus on your war table. I know you wanted to talk about other things. But what are all these figures on here that are just, like, sort of sad faces? What do those represent?
Well, I like to, as you know, I'm a former actor.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to represent dramatically how we're doing in the battle. Oh. And so I have various emotional faces that I apply to the map. There's a key right here, and you can read all this. And this is how sad I'm feeling today.
Oh, is this a key to the books that explain
the
table?
Yeah, there's a box behind you with a lock on it.
So okay, let me...
Yes, use the key, go into the box. That's where the books are that explain the key to the map. It's really quite simple, but
oh, there's
also
a compass rose. Oh, sorry, the compass rose and is shining a light on the books. I see.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, King, you were saying?
Yes, I'm saying that in addition to the map... Let me open the curtain. Look at this. We are in the highest room in Northeastia.
Wow.
From which you can see the battlefields stretching out before us. See, each one of these battalion men represents a real battalion that you can see out there in the fields if you could look far enough, if you had the eyes of a bird.
Look, there's your guards. Those grasshoppers look like ants from up here. Look at that.
Yes, no, those are my grasshoppers. They're man-sized grasshoppers that I've gotten to serve me. But there are still many things I need to wage this war. I wish someone would come and give me a plan, a way to move forward. But the fact of the matter is, gents, I don't want to talk about the war with you. I want to talk about friendship.
Yes, of course.
Pitch up. Drink down your pitch.
To the greatest of ships.
Of course, friendship is why we came here today, just to crush a cup with thee and to speak of old times and better times. Well, but you know, if we want friendship to last, isn't that a thing that's worth fighting for?
Wow.
Oh, indeed. I'll tell you, friendship and a good glass of pitch is all I need in life. I mean, I'm surrounded by issues. I've got the problem with Trachea Aurelia. I've got this wizard war. You know, I've got my council breathing down my neck. I've got 99 problems, but a pitch ain't one.
So you're having problems with your sister.
Hit me.
But I can't do a battalion accent.
Well, it depends.
Yeah.
Context is everything.
Yeah.
So your sister, she's gone to the Highlands. I assume, is this by your doing? Have you sent her there or... try to trick her away so you can have some peace and quiet around here for a change? Or?
I try to send her away any chance I get. She's... Well, you know, she was trying to kill me for many years. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Suspected
yeah.
I just, yeah. yeah. I just found that
we
out.
We actively saw her try to kill you.
But, you know, it's hard to tell when someone's your sister. It's almost like you know them too well, and they try to kill you, and you think, you know, what's she doing there now, you know? But it really was. It was lethal. And now I just want to sit back with my bros, have a pitch sesh.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Can I just say, what you described, imagine if your sister was a bunch of wizards, right? And she's just, like, trying to kill you, and she's, like, annoying. Like, what? How could we overcome that, Usador?
Have you ever caused all your wizard brethren to lose their immortality and then,
sister?
Wizard. Next card here.
You put one half of a sentence on each card, Usador?
He's holding so many cards.
I guess mine is... Why are you reading cards rather than relating to me in the moment? I see what's happening here.
You do?
Huh?
Yes. You, like everyone else around me, wants to talk about the war.
I'm afraid you found us out. It's the very reason we came. We did want to speak to you about the war, but it's because... Well, we're so integral to it. I am the one that caused the wizards to lose their immortality and to declare wizard law. When I helped them devise the very concept of wizard law, I assumed we would never be mad enough to actually put it into action. I assumed it was just a fallback position if something really terrible happened.
Wait, like, hold on. Usador, I hate to interrupt.
Uh-huh?
Are you saying that you... devised wizard law originally?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Jesus. This Arnie, is
you
your
loved
fault.
It.
I'm just saying.
Well, all the wizards.
He were saying this isn't his fault, but it's more and more seeming like it is his fault.
All the wizards agreed if anything so terrible should ever happen that we felt like we were losing control of Foon, that we could declare wizard law. But even when the Dark Lord was at his very height of power, we didn't declare wizard law. And now they lose their immortality, and they've declared wizard law, in my mind, illegally, because they're doing it for their own self.
You keep saying they, Gasminus, but are you not a wizard yourself?
I am, but outcast from my very brethren am I. Oh, and my sisters, too, have turned their back on me. I and all wizards of all genders and non-gendered wizards have all decided that I am unworthy to stand amongst them. No longer am I part of their order.
Oh, buddy.
So even though your background is a wizarding background, you don't necessarily act like a wizard. Chunt, I think you could learn something about battalions.
Don't do the voice.
Now,
do the voice.
That you've brought this foul subject around.
Yeah.
There is something I must ask you, Gus Minus.
Oh, we should take a quick break.
Oh, Usador, you're really fucking up.
What do you mean?
Here.
Was that on the cards? It was on the next
card. Okay.
We'll be right back.
No, you're right. Let's take a break and have some pitch. And forget about the war altogether.
Such poor taste.
Terrible.
This is all his fault.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design.
Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Oh, I love pitch.
Yeah.
It's really good, isn't it? This is aged pitch.
Yes, it's really, it has
it's a handsome flavor.
It's so thick.
Yeah, it's a lot of dead bugs.
You can tell when it turns white and flaky on the top.
Right.
Oh, that's a good pitch.
Viscous, very viscous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, viscous, yes, very viscous. Oh, it's good to be with old friends again, I'll tell you. Because you can't trust anyone.
Tom Blaine, if I may, you are one of my oldest friends in all of Foon, you know. I met you way back in the second episode of this show, and we've been following your progress all the way to being king, and you are first and always a friend.
Second episode. So second and always friend.
Yeah, second and always a friend. So if you need anything from us as good buds...
Yeah.
We're always going to be there for you, and selflessly. Like, we don't have, like, a hidden agenda of something we need from you, especially now that you are very powerful in this world.
Ah, yes. Yes, and if we reminisce about these things, do you remember when we first met you, and you were in disguise? and I saw through your disguise, and do you remember that?
Many years ago, gents, so much has changed. Each of us walking our own paths. Mm-hmm. I've been a spy, I've been an author, I've been a lady, I've been many things. I've been a series of bats.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and there's that guy, I want to say, what was his name? Someone help me. What was his name?
It's not ringing a bell. Anyway, we've been through many different adventures together.
Oh, Krefnan.
Oh, Krefnan. He's one of my favorite short story writers. Dead, yeah, I'm Krefnan. Afraid.
Oh, no. Krefnan died?
It's O. Krefnan.
Oh, Krefnan died.
Oh, Krefnan died, yes.
Oh,
yes, very sad.
Krefnan died.
Yes, O. Krefnan.
But what about Krefnan?
Who's Krefnan? the author, O. Krefnan. Oh, do you know what? I think I had a servant named Krefnan once. I hope he's doing well.
Yes, I believe that's right.
I hope he's good.
Do you remember the time you wrote a book?
Yeah. or remember the time when I think we were all in like a cave doing... you were doing the bat dance and Arnie did the bat dance or something and Arnie became king for a minute. Remember that?
That was an accident.
That was funny. Oh, so many fun memories.
It's fun to think about these things and pause for a minute. This is a clip show, right?
Oh, shit. We should do a clip show.
Ani, are we doing clips?
It would be a lot less of a burden for us to get an episode out, although we'd have to collect the clips then.
What I remember is when you came upon me in the library.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, sorry. I didn't know that someone was over there while I was masturbating.
Yes, that was a good time, wasn't it?
Thank God we clipped that scene.
It's like the only audio clip that we always have handy. I can't believe we haven't used it yet.
Arnie, come on, bad choice of words. Handy.
But it's interesting that you bring up the cave, Arno.
Oh.
Because...
It's Arnie.
You did become king for a moment, didn't you?
Well, just for like a second. It was
just
an accident.
Just for a second.
Yeah, for like a goof.
Yeah, yeah. It's not all that serious. And hey, keeping with the clip show, remember when that grasshopper knew all of Usador's names?
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Trakas, the elves, know me as Fionn Yelik, the dwarves, know me as Olin Hookstenges. And why am I doing this in the first person? He is Usador, fuck.
Oh, so he'd been practicing, I see.
I didn't remember it exactly like that. It's funny how you remember it one way, and then hearing it back, it's a little different.
Well, that's why it's so fun to have a clip show, because there's no way to go back. You have to actually see it.
Oh, yes, that is fun.
But wait a minute. If you did become king, Swoons, could he be a threat to me?
What?
Yes, I see it now, Tom. Don't you?
To Swoons?
Crazy. Crazy, they'll call me.
This is a
but if he's able to take the throne from me...
Why is he walking over and talking to that tapestry?
Fist against him. Indeed, Alone, I must rule Northeastia, else the wizards will close in. Yes, Arnie is a threat to me, and therefore I must clutch my dagger close. But they mustn't know. Friends!
He's leaving pauses as if the tapestry was talking back. Who is your friend over there?
Excuse me?
You said Zwoons, and then you talked to a tapestry?
Oh, Zwoons. A typical, you know, a typical curse. Ah, I'm drunk on pitch. Usador.
Yes?
The time has come for me to ask the question that you must know that I have to ask.
Okay, well, I didn't want to talk about me and Linda, but during the break between seasons, we had a quick affair.
What was she? You'll never say.
Gosh. She was the dream of a unicorn, and it was never meant to be. She was non-corporeal, and...
Well, don't tell us! Whoop, 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 whoop. Sorry, I'm finishing the rest of the pitch. Does anyone mind? I actually grew
a taste for it.
That's
fine.
Go.
You were going to ask me about Linda, right?
No, but I'm glad that you shared such a vulnerable story. Mm-hmm. No, I need to ask you about a delicate subject. Gasmoinis.
Yes?
I must know the secrets of Wizardcom.
Oh, anything else. Ask me anything else, Your Majesty, and I shall surely share.
I know it's well guarded, but if I am to win this war, I must master Wizardcom.
Chunt, are you hearing what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
Well,
this is amazing.
Chunt and Arnie might not know what this is. I have read ancient tomes and grimoires that there is a spell, a summoning spell called Wizardcom. Wherein some incantation will bring a wizard from any location into the location of our choosing. Usador, Gasmoinis, my old friend, is wizard come real?
It's true. It can be difficult to make a wizard come, but...
I knew it!
The first thing you have to do...
Uh-huh.
...is stand in the G-spot.
One.
Oh, it's in the fields, right? You've talked about the wizard cum fields, or shortened, I guess, WC?
That's right. You must stand in the G-spot, and then you must think. Think about anything except making the wizard cum.
Two.
And sustain that as for as long as you can.
Three.
And in that way, if you don't focus on making the wizard cum, you might have a chance of making the wizard cum.
You don't have to warm up before... the spell in any way?
Oh, yeah, you have to... Well, if you're standing on a G-spot, you want to make sure you're standing there tall and erect.
Interesting. Uh-huh. And the G-spot
don't
is...
Don't slouch. It's the most important spot in the ground.
And it is located...
You gotta find it.
Is it in the WC fields? Okay.
Yeah, you gotta find it. It's not the easiest thing to find.
He doesn't. Do you ever think about mittens when you're trying to come?
Yeah, if you're standing there tall and erect on the G-spot, and you think about mittens... Don't think about making the wizard come. And if you think about mittens, and you're really focused.
Does anyone else think this sounds a bit like sex?
I'm sorry? How so?
No, it's just all the things that we're saying, they sound a bit like sex.
I didn't turn into a rack of ribs or...
Yeah. Mm.
No, maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me.
I'm not hearing it.
Last one.
I shouldn't laugh at that. But, oh my God, that is a good battalion accent. Well, if there's a way... Show me the G-spot on this map. Let me move the man in the little boat.
Well, I think it's roughly...
Well, your two fingers are just kind of circling one area.
A lot.
Yeah, it's around here.
Okay,
you're doing like a come-hither motion with your two fingers on the map. Leave
that could
put.
Be like hundreds of miles.
It's there somewhere, for sure.
Well, we're going to have to find it, and I'm going to have to find Arnie's loyalty. For if he were to threaten my throne's wounds, I must have him.
Back to the tapestry.
I must. Mayhap poison is the way. Yes, foul pitch thrown at just the right time. Arnie!
Yo, yeah? Tom!
Good friend.
Good buddy.
Another glass of pitch.
No, thank you. I've had my fill of pitch.
Oh.
I'll have some.
Come on, pitch.
What?
Don't be a little pitch.
Oh, is that 22 ounces of pitch?
Don't be a 22-ounce pitch. Come
on. Wait, hold on. I know what that means. You're trying to murder me.
Oh, well, listen. Yes, I do remember when you were a cup, when you were a 22-ounce cup. And yes, I've buried many knives in you. Knives like this one. Hold this for a second.
No!
Arnie, that went through your hand into your stomach. You gotta catch knives, man.
I know. My hand is stuck to my stomach now. It's kind of comforting in a weird way. I mean, the knife part is not. The knife part feels really bad. But kind of having my hand stuck to my stomach is... it's kind of relaxing.
Yeah. Who can I count on?
What?
Who is loyal to me? Chunt?
Yeah, I'll do whatever you need, buddy.
Gaswinus?
Of course, your majesty.
You're a wizard. How can I trust a wizard? How can I trust a badger? How can I trust one who would take my throne from me?
Well, you shouldn't trust anyone that's going to try to take your throne from you, of course.
From his own lips. From the lips of the man who would do it. Indeed. So my friend is my enemy now, is he?
What? No.
No, your majesty. Arnie just means if someone were going to take your throne, say someone who, you know, also did the bat dance in the cave, they would be someone who was primed to take your throne. In fact, there may be factions already at work proclaiming that person to be king, undermining your very legitimate claim to the throne.
That reminds me, I've been getting a lot of mail from Benedict Whisperbrew. I haven't really opened any of it yet, but he seems to want to get in contact with me about something.
Factions. Arnie, you may not know it, but you are the cat's paw of a faction that would try to destabilize North Whisper.
Arnie is terrible at factions. He can't do math at all.
Yeah. Yeah. But I like being a cat's paw.
Let me give you this denominator.
Huh?
I will give you a head start of 3 days. And after that, you will face my blade.
Well, please, let's de-escalate this conversation here.
Yeah.
Face
your blade? Is he going to send his main vampire killer after me?
Let's... enjoy some nice pitch. And this time, let's not each get our own cup. Let's have a whole pitcher.
Fine. A pitcher of pitch, please.
Oh, and your majesty, I would
pitch,
be willing...
Pitch, please.
Oh, he's talking back to the staff.
Come on,
the staff
pitch. Pitch, please.
Really giving it to that grasshopper. Your majesty, I'd also be willing to drink some feel tea to prove my loyalty to you.
Ah, yes. If you drink the feel tea, it bonds you to me. It binds you to me, in fact.
Oh.
Yes, a pitcher of feel tea, please.
Ooh, whoops. I'm sorry, guys.
You're going to be all bound up.
Which teenage me is pretty excited about.
Let's take another quick break and think about how we feel about these loyalty oaths.
Can someone pull this knife out of me?
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Chunt, Usador, did I do something to upset Tom? He stabbed me many times in the past, and I didn't take it personally, but he seems to be upset with me for some reason.
Yeah, I just brought up a hypothetical scenario where someone else had done the bat dance in the bat cave, and so it could undermine the legitimacy of his claim to the throne, and I mean... I didn't really think this through, but I suppose you actually have done that.
Yeah, I mean, like, I was accidentally king briefly, but I said I didn't want to do it, and so he and his sister are king.
I'm pretty sure that was a couple of years ago, but when that happened, we did say it's good to be the king, right?
We must have.
We must have.
Probably said it several times, not hearing one another doing it. Oh, I have an idea. This is a clip show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, king, remember that time in the cave where... I think we got it wrong. Arnie didn't do the bat dance.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Arnie, why are you just standing there not doing the bat dance?
Because I would never do that to a dear friend.
Oh, Arnie, you'll never be king that way, which is great.
It's good to not be the king.
It would be good to be the king. No one else said that.
It would be good to be the king.
No,
it'd
oh,
be
it's good, good to be the king, good to, for
it
sure.
It would be good to be the king.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
I don't remember it that way.
Well, that's the way these episodes go.
But that was a real clip, wasn't it?
I think
so. It's a clip show.
I mean, you did hear the whoop, 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 didn't you?
Yes. Well, it was hard for me to tell if that was Chunt finishing off his pitch or if it was the whoop, whoop, whoop of the dream going back. Oh, memory is unreliable. Perhaps this has finally put this to rest.
Well, I think memory may be unreliable, but this clip show isn't. I mean, certainly everyone remembers the first time that Arnie and Chunt kissed. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Okay, Chunt, we're about to go in and talk to King Belleroth.
Yeah?
I'll start the episode in just a minute, but it'll really calm my nerves before we go in and pitch this wow
it's happening.
Reunion.
It's, John, it's happening. It's happening.
If you would just kiss me just a little bit, but like
yes,
a friend
yes,
kiss.
Yes, 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 yes.
But
oh,
like a, have a little bit of an edge, but a friend
yes.
kiss mostly.
I'm just the badger next door. Let's.
Okay. Yeah, with just a hint of possibility.
Eyes open or close?
One of each.
Teeth or no teeth?
Whoop, 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 whoop.
That clip goes on for so long.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good clip, because I can remember the first time I imagined the two of you kissing. Whoop, 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 whoop. Ah, well, off to bed then for me.
Wait, before you go to bed, King, would you like a little show?
Oh, Chunt, what are you doing here?
Oh, nothing. Tugs on leash. Come in here, bad boy.
Arnie?
I'm here too. This is my Arnie Niekamp impression.
Incredible.
Core, blimey.
Would you like it if we cut a hole in his tapestry and kiss through the hole, King?
Whoop, 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 whoop. But enough about my fantasy life.
Huh.
Yeah, that was not what I was expecting going on in your mind.
Wild.
Well, Your Majesty, your proclivities aside, that you see now that there's no reason to be upset with Arnie and give him a 3 days head start before you try to kill him. There's no threat to your claim to the throne. Well, I mean, other than, I guess, potentially your sister, who's always been trying to kill you.
Indeed. The only threat would be if someone had tried to tamper with my memory. And why would they do that? Hmm. Why would someone insert something that wasn't supposed to be there? What the fuck is this Starbucks cup doing on my table?
Shit. Arnie, the Starbuck is a stag that races across the night sky, helping to carry the stars from one end of Foon to the other so that the entire land can share in the light and glistening and magic of the stars.
Chunt. Everyone knows what a Starbuck is. The question is, why is it on my war table except as an omen? Omen to tell me that something is amiss. And I think that miss is a mister. A Mr. What? Arnie Niekamp.
Arnie, quick, kiss me.
Okay, but here's the thing. It's mostly friend kiss, but just a hint of possibility, okay?
Okay, one eye open, one eye closed.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Yep. That looks weirder than I thought it even would.
Yeah.
Please don't draw that.
Yep.
Please, fans, don't draw this.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what to do with my hands.
Close your eyes.
Sorry, I think I'm pushing the dagger in deeper.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No one has taken this dagger out.
When you wait 9 years for something and then it happens, it's either the show will get better from here or this is just the end. This is sort of... It's finally happened. I think it's finally happened. So many people have been waiting. And here it is, twice. Twice in one episode.
King, what were you doing? You kind of, your eyes glazed over for a minute.
What's that? Oh, sorry. Woof. It is hard running a wow, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I assume it takes quite a toll on the, well, I have all sorts of tinctures and ointments and potions that could help your endurance during this time, help you feel fresher and awake, ready to take on the challenges of preparing for an all-out war against the wizards.
Yeah, throw it in the pitch. Throw some tincture in my pitch.
Okay, here's a little...
Hey, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Have you heard people calling it W-O-W-1?
Yes, I'm afraid I have.
Well, why do they do that?
Well,
is it...
if the prophecy comes to pass, there shall be a second WOW.
Oh, thank God.
Oh,
so
shit.
You're saying this could be a multi-season thing.
Yes, and certainly...
So you're not the wizard to end all wars.
It's yes, some people would say it's the great WOW, and some more forward-thinking have decided to number them. But, oh, help us all if WWO3 ever comes to pass.
Well, but, I mean, why are we certain there's going to be a WOW2? I mean, let's just have this one and finish it, you know? Let's not make, like, a fucked-up treaty at the end that basically just puts it on pause for 10 or 15 years and then come back to it. And you know, let's just really, like, finish it so that we don't leave the seeds of an aggrieved party then abuse the alliance again. Do you know what I'm saying?
Can we at least all agree that if we get, if you know, goddesses forbid, we get to a WOW4 or something, that number just starts to feel ridiculous. Can we then just get rid of the number and do something like WOW Origins? Or WOW the Quickening, like just sort of spice it up a little bit.
Can I just say, can we not just do, so let's say we've done six of them and then they just decide to drop the numbers entirely and then the new one is just called WOW as if
that's confusing.
Nothing ever happened. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, you can't call it the very same thing no matter how many years have gone by.
And it's not enough to call it the WOVW because that's also just as confusing.
No, it's the same. It's the same.
See, I disagree. I feel like if all of Foon is wiped out and then magically a new population arises, then I feel like we could restart at WOW. Like, it's just
it's a complete refoon.
Yeah, it's completely new civilians, completely new magical creatures. Then I
just
feel
think
like
if there's any continuity at all, you have to use numbers or you have to slightly change the name.
We should have at least some legacy warriors in there. Like, maybe they die early in the war, but just like to get a little taste of the original warriors.
Does it feel to you like we're talking about sex?
Yeah, very much so this time.
Because, at first I thought we were talking about the wars and numbering them. But then the details that we filled in, they felt like the details that apply to sex.
Mm-hmm. I agree, because I know everything about sex. I know what it is.
Oh, I know a ton about it. No, I do too.
Oh, same. Yeah. I'm basically an expert in sex.
Oh, heavens, yeah. No.
I'd say sexpert minimum.
Arnie, I'd say sexpert, but I know you said somebody else already took that.
Oh, Your Majesty, I forgot to mention this before. I know this seems like a bit of a non sequitur, but you weren't... We were recording the beginning of this episode before we were ushered into your chamber here by Claire. And I believe right at the very beginning of this episode, Arnie said, I'm not evil.
Yeah.
So does that put your mind at ease?
No.
Really?
What?
It doesn't. No. Why would someone say that?
Right?
I think that good should be a pure assumption. And yet Arnie feels the need to say he's not evil.
Yeah, I kind of thought the same thing.
It is weird.
It was an odd thing to say.
Yeah, it was an odd thing to say. Yeah. But I was hoping that you would think it was a very normal thing to say.
Well, at first I thought, well, it's a carryover from the previous episode. It's referencing something that I don't understand.
Sure.
But now that you've called attention to it, it seems a bit more out of the blue.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't mean out of a blue wizard. I mean out of the clear blue sky, which we can see all around us because we're at an amazing
beautiful
height.
Yeah.
Oh, he just put another knife in your other hand.
Oh, guys.
How do you like two knife hands?
Both of my hands are stuck to my belly like some cheap figurine.
Here, give me these knives.
I couldn't even afford the hands to go out. What?
Give me these knives. Here. And I'm going to hit you with the healing rock.
Disgusting.
Ow! All right, at least I'm not bleeding anymore.
Gasmoines.
Yes.
Kill Arnie.
What?
What?
I command you, as your king, to show your loyalty, and you have drank the loyalty, to kill Arnie.
What?
And use Chunt to do it.
Huh?
What?
Stab Arnie with Chunt.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is also something the fans have always wanted to see.
Yusor, should we do it? Should we do the speedball? Come on, bub. Toss me. Throw me as hard as you can.
Guys!
No. This colossus ends here. I say this unto thee, O Majesty, if you do not trust Arnie, who I trust above all others, for I have plans upon plans, plans that have been set in motion for years, years in the making, that you shall ne'er understand. You must trust me.
No, I saw it. They kissed. No.
No, you must trust me. You must trust the wizard.
Been set in motion for years, and they did
it. No, that's not it. That's not what I've been doing. Look, Your Majesty.
Yes?
If you trust me, as a pure force of magic brought into this world, as a champion of goodness and light, then you will not make me do this thing. And if you command me to do it, then beware the consequences.
Oh, but did your... What did your voice just do?
Yeah.
Beware!
Oh, that's
guys, I don't
unsettling.
Know if this, I feel like this
that's
pitch
really,
isn't going as well as it could.
That's unsettling. I think the pitch is delicious. I think it's you who's not going as well as he could.
And you, sir, I should say, if you threw me and we killed Arnie, I was okay with that because we could just clip show him back to life, right? Wouldn't that be like a funny game to just like rewind and like clip show him back to life?
Hold, Chunt. I must have an answer from this king. Do you wish me to kill Arnie, or do you believe that the goddesses have a greater plan?
I trust you, Gasmoinis, but I cannot trust him, and so he shall face my blade.
Whoa, that's a much bigger sword.
Yeah, it was the king's sword. It's the king's sword. This is the king's sword.
That is nice. So that is a nice
you
sword.
Don't fuck around with it. It's the king's sword. It was my.
Can
yeah,
I
it was
see
my,
it?
You can hold
Arnie,
it.
Arnie, what are you doing? It's what just, the fuck are you doing?
Cool. You literally just walked into it. You literally just walked into it.
Grab my sleeve. Arnie, grab my other sleeve.
Okay.
What?
And here we go!
Coming out the window?
Oh, his wizard sleeves are slowing us down. A phrase I didn't think I'd say.
We are really high up.
Mystical armor of Beckler Gellig. Transform now into a giant silver hawk.
I mean, I can also turn into a hawk if that's needed.
I changed my armor into a giant hawk. Do you also want to be a hawk? We have two hawks.
Yeah, I'll be a hawk.
That's fine.
Oh, this starmer so tight around me.
Just ride on the hawk. We've got a hawk.
Oh, yeah.
We're
just
good.
Right. Ooh, we are so... We're still following. Hey, fuck you, King!
Fuck you!
I feel like that could have gone better. I feel like that could have gone a lot better.
Arnie, I am so sorry that I put you in harm's way. Whatever happens, whatever transpires now and moving forward, you must remain safe.
Arnie will protect you, okay? We've taken some time off to train for this. I mean, we're ready to protect you, and you, sir, Arnie and I are ready to protect you.
Guys, Tom and I are good friends. Besides you two, he's my oldest friend in all of Foon. Like, he'll get over it.
He is no longer our ally.
Arnie, look up. He's riding that tapestry down towards us.
What?
He's riding the tapestry towards us.
Here I come, motherfuckers.
Oh, no.
How is he? How does he have a flying tapestry? It's a whole new world.
Well, I don't know if it's magical. He's just on it and falling.
Yeah. He's falling pretty much directly straight down.
Little help, please. Oh, fuck.
We can't let him die. He still leads the greatest army in all of Foon, although we had a look at that table. It's not as impressive as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, right?
All right, fine. I'll use a mage hand to push him back up into the castle.
What?
And I'll throw.
Oh, God damn it.
I bet that reminded him of sex, too.
Guys, I was hoping that we were going to spend, like, 5 or 6 episodes in Northeastia, catch up with all the people we know in Northeastia, but seems like we got to get the shit out of here.
Yes. Quickly. Here, into the Wanderlust. And away!
Who says we're not willing to steal plot points directly from the Dungeons & Dragons movie? Not me! Yuzuru the Wizard, gravity-defying sleeves and all, was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Refai. King Tom Blaine Belleroth was played by Steve Waltine. Steve is a Peabody Award-winning writer for The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, but more importantly, creator and star of a new series of educational YouTube videos, Yoga for Gangly Men. Do your strangely angular elbows pose a real threat to your fellow matmates? Does your downward dog look like a flamingo fighting itself? Let Steve's Vermont-infused confidence help you get out of your head and back on the mat. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Stefan, Tina, Charlie Monroe, Emmanuel G, Brendan Kelly, Zach DeWoody, Zach Stosh, Christopher Mills, Isaac Sherman, Ann Met, Kenji Davis, Nikki Pizarro, Daniel B, Devin Rusnak, Moose, William Gillis, Eric Lancaster, Justin Miller, Martin Zastro, Troy Williams, Alexis CF, Fabio from Vienna, Jonas Rosborg Rosendahl of Denmark. I feel like I should wait for a trumpet fanfare. Did we need the entire title, Jonas? You're supporting a Patreon, not swearing your loyalty to Elrond. And finally, Michael K. Patrons get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip of the latest bonus episode, where Arnie, Chunt, and Usador try to understand the Earth comic strip Apartment 3G. All right, I was told we would run out of meaningful topics at some point, and today may be the day. Here's the clip.
Yeah, and the guy's name is Lunchbag, and the comic is titled, The Order. And we also see him at work, but there's no words. And we just see him accumulating money to spend on a sandwich that he'll eventually buy.
Can I say, and I mean this sincerely, when you said his name is Lunchbag, I slowly am starting to like this idea now. Like, why am I liking it?
Yeah.
Comic strip about a guy named Lunchbag, and it just has order, like lunch or like a lunch focused comic.
Yes.
I'm kind of into this now.
Right? What's one thing people have to do every day? Eat lunch.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to, you get to.
Do we think Wilbur and Wendell, this manuscript, is another stupid comic? Like, is this like a comic within the comic?
Oh, that's a good idea. Has anyone ever done that on Earth, Arnie?
I don't know. Meta stuff? Not a good idea, Matt.
To hear the rest, if you must, and to learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Haverman. This episode edited by Anna Haverman. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
Ah, they're gone. And now it's just me, remembering all the wonderful times we had together. Like this one. Yeah. And that one. Yep, they've been some really good times. But when all is said and done, I'm still gonna have to hunt him down and kill him. More pitch, please.
You got it. Arnie, should we kiss while drinking pitch?
Sure. Yeah.
Do it. Get him.
Your Majesty, are you ready for me to go out into the field yet?
Oh, yes. Fabrizio, thank you so much.
Wait, there's 2 battalions. Yes, sir. Should we go?
Hey, what are you doing? That's really offensive.
I'm saying that there may be 2 battalions.
All right, you two. Get out in the field and kiss.
When you hear your loyalty, yes, sir.
Stupid.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies and brands to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity, a how-to guide for navigating life's challenges from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.